Victoria. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good.
It looks like to me, just watching as a fan, that you're having a great time playing Teresa.
Yes, I'm having the time of my life. It's the most fun I've ever had ever. I feel like a kid in a candy store.
I was wondering, did you do any, when you first got hired, did you know Teresa was really Jeannie Donovan, daughter of a...
They told me that after I booked, and so I was like, okay, so, you know, I didn't know who Shannon Kimberly were, but they told me, you know, Charles Shaughnessy and Patsy Pease, so I was really excited about Charles Shaughnessy, because The Nanny is my favorite show ever. I'm super excited about that, but I've just been watching a lot of their clips, you know, and just trying to figure out her history, because I think it's very helpful, and I think good actors should be responsible for knowing the background of their character.
Oh, yes, definitely. And
but no, I didn't know about her at all before I auditioned.
Okay. How did you like working with Patsy? As we know, Patsy Facebooked about filming last week.
But I can say that based on all the scenes that I've seen just in the past with her, she's one of the most profound actresses I know. And I hope I get to work with her because she is just a delight. And I think that she steals the scene when she's not speaking. You know, she's one of those rare actors that you just don't want to take your eyes off of. She's so captivating. And on a personal level, I've read a lot of interviews about her. She's very open about her upbringing and how she came from a very abusive household, and I just admire her so much because I work with a lot of charities that deal with child abuse, and I just think that she's such an inspiration, you know, that it's like you can come from the worst of circumstances and you can make something of yourself. So I respect her tremendously, and I think she's just such an inspirational woman outside of even her acting.
Oh, yes, I agree. What I liked always about Patsy, she always has that twinkle in her eye.
Yes.
That love of life, I guess you could say. That's all I liked about Patsy.
Yeah, she definitely, I don't think she takes any, you know, moments of life for granted.
Mm-hmm. Teresa has been interacting that much with the Bradys. Are we going to see her in the future be more of a part of the family?
I hope so.
Oh, that's good. Is there anyone you'd like to see Teresa paired with in the future? Any love interests?
You know, all the guys on the show are just so bad looking. just kidding, obviously. You know, they're all awesome, and they're not a weak link on the show, looks-wise or acting-wise. But personally, I would like to see Teresa with Dr. Dan, because I think he's just super hot, and I think Sean Christian's an amazing actor, and I think it would just really stir the pot as far as the Jennifer Horton hating goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think it would bring out a different color of Daniel we haven't seen in a while. But I don't know. That's what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed.
Oh, cool. I just watched the Book of Esther on Wednesday. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. How did you like working on that film?
I liked working on it a lot. I was glad I got to be a brunette, which was super fun. You know, I had worked with that company before on a movie called Revolution Road, and so they called me and said, how would you like getting a tan and dyeing your hair brown? Would you be willing to do that? And that's just the biggest compliment to an actor. You know, we never get to be taken out of our, you know, the box that we're put in. So I had a delightful time working on it, and... Teal Pangloss is just delicious. I mean, I love him. I think he's a fascinating person. He's so wise. He's so well-traveled and eloquent, and he's such a great actor, and I loved working opposite him. I mean, it's hard for me almost just to not smile because he's just so amazing.
I talked to Teo about you, and he really adored you and working with you also.
Super mutual.
Oh, I hope so, too. Let's see. How was the Emmys, and what was it like finding out the day's won?
Oh, my can't believe my life is my life. You know, I mean, I still will see, like, a friend of mine from L.A. on a TV commercial and I pause it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Carly. Like, I get so excited. So, going to the Emmys was just, it's always surreal to me. You know, it's like I never get used to it. I'm always, can't even believe it's happening. So, on a personal level, it was just beyond my wildest comprehension that I got to go to the Emmys twice, and I think that's going to be a regular thing for me now that I'm on Days, so that's exciting. And then when Days won, I mean, I was so thrilled for the show, and I was thrilled not for myself, because I feel like I haven't been on the show long enough to even qualify to, like, share the Emmy, to be honest. I just don't think, you know, I have a right to celebrate too much, but I think that I'm just so happy for Ken Corday. I mean, I don't know if you've ever talked to him or had the pleasure of meeting him, but he's such a doll. I mean, he's so kind, and he just has the biggest heart, and for it to be his birthday and Father's Day, and then they haven't won an Emmy in 38 years, and this is their second Emmy win. I mean, it was way overdue, so I was very, very happy for them. Even if I was on another show, I would have wanted Days to win just because of the circumstances.
Oh, that's really nice. What was your favorite thing about working on Days of Our Lives?
Just getting to play somebody that's so different from me. It really stretches me as an actor, and I think that's important, you know, to always be doing something that's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, from Esther to Teresa, that's a huge difference.
Yes, and I was so grateful that Esther came out at the same time, so that if anybody wants Esther, they could be like, okay, so she's not purely evil, like, this is the character she's playing.
Mm-hmm. We had a question on Twitter for you. Fans were wondering what type of skincare products do you use?
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. I use bar soap. I use 2000.
Oh, okay.
There's an L.
Lever, isn't it? Lever, lever, or something like that?
Lever. 2000. Okay, so I use the white bar soap to wash my face. And then I use ROX. It's like the comes in a little gold tube, and you can get it at Costco or Target or Walmart. And I use the night cream, the anti-wrinkle, anti-aging ROX night cream.
Which you don't need. You're too young.
More than you think, but I have good genes, so.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, that stuff, though, it is good to prevent sunburn, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, and I do use a lot of sunscreen because I'm pale as can be. I'm like no other.
Yes, you mentioned your charity work. Could you expand on that?
Yeah, I work with Child Health, which is just this amazing organization that's been around for, I believe, 54 years now. I might be 53. The founders, Sarah and Yvonne, have been nominated for 4 Nobel Peace Prizes each. Over 96% of the donation goes towards the cause, and that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
You know, just because at the end of the day, charities also have to pay their bills. You know, they have to pay their mortgage or their rent, their lighting, their employees. You know, they don't pay their employees a lot, but they're still having to pay. And so if you can give 96% of every dollar goes towards the cause, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all the information is on my website, but basically they rehabilitate children who have been brutally abused, mm-hmm. and they follow them their whole life and make sure that they're, you know, really turning their life around. And they do a lot of legal work and all this stuff with them, so I think that's really important. I don't know if you know this, but here in the United States, 1 in 5 children are being brutally abused. And it's not like spankings. It's like just unbearable stuff that you read and you're like, I can't even believe this is happening in my neighborhood. They say 1 in 5 children in every classroom is being brutally abused and we don't even know it. So I'm with Child Help. I also work with one called the Innocent Justice Foundation, which I've just recently become a board member of, which I'm really excited in. They work with police enforcement across the country, mainly here in California, because they're still starting up, to catch child pornographers,
mm-hmm.
Child predators, and that is also another thing that's shocking in this country. We're the number one producer and exporter of child pornography in the world.
Oh,
and you always think of Thailand and you think of Russia, you know, and not, there's not problems over there. I'm all about people doing charity work with whatever moves them. I mean, there's endless things that people can get involved with, but when I learned that, I just had to get involved.
Oh, thank you so much about that. I was reading your file, and you first started off as a singer.
Yeah, sort of. I did. I led worship for 6 to 8 years, depending on the different churches I worked at. And I is never perform in front of other people because it's too weird to me. It's like there's something so intimate about singing to me that it's like I don't even really. It's, I'm so weird. I don't even like to go to live performances because I just feel like embarrassed. I feel like I'm seeing, you know, I feel like to me watching somebody sing is just like watching them perform naked. It's so uncomfortable to me because it's so intimate. It's more intimate than anything. So I could not be a singer. I could maybe record something, and I hope one day I do, but I could never do like live stage performances, so I didn't really go in that direction. Carrie, if you want to just do a wrap-up question, that would be amazing.
Sure. How did you get into acting then?
That's a long story, but long story short, I auditioned for something on a whim, a film. I booked it. I couldn't believe I booked it. I booked the lead role, and once I got on set, I fell in love with the film crew, and I realized I wasn't afraid of the camera. And so I was like, oh, I really like this, and I think storytelling is super important, and I think a lot of people can relate to characters. And I think people can hear and learn things about themselves from stories and characters that they won't otherwise hear from their family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if somebody's watching Teresa, what I mean is they might not want to listen to their parents and their family. They're like, we love you. Why are you on drugs? Why are you doing this? But they can watch a character go through it and think, what am I doing with my life? You know what I'm saying? They hear it's like a way for the audience to learn things about themselves without feeling judged. So I like acting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jen and Nicole. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye-bye.